We don't necessarily want to be cutting edge. We're not going to be these real famed tech companies that just wow you with any of the technology that you interface with, but we want to be relevant in that space.
Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading. Today, we have a great conversation with Chad Melvin, VP of Human Resources for Talent Delivery and Enablement at Aflac. Chad, welcome to the show, and thank you for being a part of this podcast.
Ryan, it's my pleasure to be here, and thank you for inviting me, and look forward to our conversation today.
Great, great. Well, let's start out. Maybe if you could go through your background a little bit and just kind of share a little about how you got started in talent acquisition and kind of your path leading up to your current role at Aflac. If you wouldn't mind going into that a little bit, that would be great.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I don't know if my path is different than most folks that get into the talent acquisition space, but I know myself, I never planned to be here. So I sort of fell into it. I actually began my career in the airline industry, believe it or not, and working around aircraft a lot. I began in a learning and development space with US Airways, which was a major airline back when I entered the workforce. And they've been gobbled up by various M&A activities since then, and they're part of some of the major names that you see out there today. But it really started there with them and L&D, and moved into a leadership capacity with the airline industry, and ultimately moved into what they called a station manager. So I ran one of the outlying airports for US Airways and really started cutting my teeth in the TA space in that capacity. I was responsible for, you know, the hiring of folks that are working on the ramps, working the ticket gates, working back then we did security and the whole nine yards. So a completely different world than what it is today. But that's really where I started down that path of talent acquisition, is getting that talent in place to meet the business needs. And then I moved from the airline industry into insurance, where I am today. 21 years ago, I joined this great company called Aflac, and I've been here ever since. And it has been an amazing ride. When I started with Aflac, again, I wasn't in TA. I had gone back to the learning and development organization and started in that space. Grew through that space for several years, moved up into leadership within L&D. And then around 2011, I had an opportunity to go to one of our new acquisitions in Columbia, South Carolina. It was called Aflac Group Insurance. The challenge for that was for me to go in and lead the HR element entirely. So that's everything from talent acquisition to employee relations to community relations, all the different aspects of HR. And it was a stretch for me at that point in time, but I had, you know, built a little of that knowledge and expertise with US Airways. And this was a chance for me to harness some of that and build upon it. So I took the opportunity. And when I got to Columbia, I was running the HR organization, supporting an entire employee population there of 165 employees. Not a whole lot of people, right? But our challenge was to grow that organization rapidly. So here's where the real getting down into the nitty-gritty of TA came to pass for me. We grew that organization from 160 some odd employees in 2011, well over 1,000 employees in 2015. So in 4 years, I really got a lot of talent acquisition experience and a lot of gray hairs to go with it, as you can imagine. But it was an exceptional learning experience to move into that space, really dig into some of the details of how TA works, what are some of the struggles that TA practitioners face, and how can we eliminate some of those struggles over time? And very proud of that accomplishment for us getting over that 1,000 hurdle in 4 years. And I believe it really set the stage for what I'm doing now. Fast forward 2015, I am back in Columbus, Georgia at our headquarters for Aflac, now back in an L&D organization, but I also took over the talent acquisition aspect for the entire company. So built upon what I learned in Columbia and now taking it for the U.S. operation as a whole. So, and that's where I am today, loving every minute of it.
You know, it's always interesting when you figure out some models, right, that work at 100, the scale of 150, and then having to, you know, 10x that, and then figuring out, wow, the stuff that worked kind of on one-off recruiting activities don't necessarily work as well at that next level of scale. So I need to change and evolve and things. And then I'm sure you figured out a whole nother level of scale as you got responsible for the U.S. operation. So let's talk about that a little bit. Can you frame up the U.S. operation and your responsibilities today just around, you know, how many hires you do, types of hires, kind of scope of responsibility and things?
Sure. So currently responsible for, you know, overall talent acquisition and execution for our U.S. operation, as I mentioned. Our entire employee population, just to sort of set the stage of the volume of employees that we have. We have about 5,700 employees across the country. Now, a lot of people think, well, Aflac's a big name, 5,700 employees. That doesn't sound like a lot. Mm-hmm. But we also have a whole host of 1099 sales agents that are out in the field selling our products. So that is about 30, 40,000 strong. But we do not recruit in that space. We're recruiting for the W-2 personnel, which is about 5,700 total employee population. I'm also responsible for the integration of talent through M&A activities. So Aflac has ramped up their M&A aspect over the last few years and really instrumental in part of that. I won't say instrumental, that's the wrong word, but part of that integration effort for new employees coming into the Aflac family through other companies. That was part of what I was able to work through at Aflac Group Insurance when we had that acquisition and help to continue the culture of Aflac as we integrate these new assets into the family. And then also, you know, how do we continuously upgrade our technology and implementation of best practices to keep up with the market? As we think about TA today, it's changed drastically. You know, the fundamental core elements are still there, but the how we do it has changed drastically. And it's an ever-evolving landscape that we have to keep up with. We've got to stay ahead of in some ways and anticipate what the next is going to be. Because our applicants out there are living in an Amazon type world where everything's at their fingertips. They want that experience the way they want it, right? They don't want to be forced into our old applicant model of the past. So we've got to stay current and stay refreshed. And my team is responsible for helping to engineer and ensure that we're ahead of that landscape as it emerges.
Yeah, that's great. And it is, I mean, it is ever evolving and a challenge for busy TA leaders and professionals to stay on top of what's next and how that's coming. But you're absolutely right. Without a doubt, the model has flipped considerably from a more historic organization-driven process where candidates would apply and then wait for organizational responses on next steps to a much more of a candidate-driven model where you leverage technology and enable process automation that allows the candidate to move through portions of the process at whatever speed they desire. So that obviously is a challenge, but it's very different from the way things were done historically. So
definitely. I mean, it's just incredible to see the level of mobile interaction that people have today, where we were 10 years ago. And think about the impact on our space in TA that a mobile device has had for us. It's changed our world completely.
Let's talk a little. So in your current role, over Aflac. Talk to me a little bit. So, you know, when you first took over responsibility for that, kind of what did it look and feel like from a talent acquisition perspective to kind of where you are today? So kind of just high level, walk through kind of that transformation journey, if you will, on moving from what you walked into when you inherited the TA function there to kind of what it looks like today.
I would say that when I first stepped into this role, I looked across the way we were doing things in TA, and it seemed very antiquated. It seemed very, for the lack of a better term, old school. It was very manual processes. Our recruiters and teams were really order takers from the business and then going out and sourcing candidates to try to fill the order. And those were some things that I felt that we need to evolve from to become more of a strategic business partner to our organization. So we had to evolve. And I think over the last few years, we've taken some steps in that way. We're still on our journey, right? Nobody's ever there because the speed of change is astronomical today, but we're on our way.
As you look at kind of the journey and where you're at today, what are some of the kind of biggest challenges that you're focused on right now? Like, what are the biggest challenges that you're facing in your TA organization today?
Well, I would say in the beginning, let me start back. When we first started, in this role, and I talked about the recruiters being order takers. I think one of the first steps that we needed to do is to get a better understanding of the business that we're supporting. Instead of just being TA professionals, you need to have some significant business acumen around the business that you're working in so that you understand and can encapsulate what a hiring leader needs in their organization for success. And not just look at it from a job description perspective. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you have to be in tune with the business. So that was one of the first things we started down the path of. How do we get our recruiters really in tune with the business? And we took a unique approach to that in that historically TA was all centralized, all working together under the same roof, reaching out to the business by phone, what have you, you know, the old model. Well, we took the change of embedding them in the business. So they are working in pods across our business, supporting specific areas of the organization in conjunction with our HR business partners who are supporting those same areas. So they are in meetings with the hiring leaders. They are in regular update meetings that the leadership is giving to the executives on how the business is going. So they're hearing firsthand what's really happening there and what are the struggles that are happening there. And then as openings present themselves, they're having those intake discussions with the hiring leaders, but they're able to then turn what they've heard into what the hiring leader is looking for and help provide better strategy around how do we go to market for talent is going to meet this need that's immediate and where you're going. So trying to be a better business partner, and that's taken some time to do. That's not something you learn overnight. It's something that you build confidence around. And it takes a little time and a little investment in our team to accomplish that. And I think we're on the way there pretty well.
Yeah, that's a critical skill set for TA professionals to be able to, you know, there's a bit of art and science in that, right? You can create the science as far as an intake form and what questions to ask and things, but then how you process that and coach those hiring managers along that process to build the appropriate talent profile and then strategic recruitment marketing plan around that, there's definitely some art to that as well. So I can understand how that evolution has taken a bit to set hold. And I'm glad you're going down that journey because that's where you unlock, you know, a lot of additional value for certain.
Yeah. And I think a second element that we've had to focus in on to evolve is, you know, somewhat a technology play. And I won't go into detail about specific technologies or anything like that here, but just in general, right? Historically, we had a very antiquated technology model where it was just basic web presence. The candidate experience was horrible. If you think about it from a mobile perspective, there was no mobile capability for our applicants in the beginning. So we really wanted to look out there and say, how can we evolve, be more current there? We don't necessarily want to be cutting edge. We're not going to be these real famed tech companies that just wow you with any of the technology that you interface with, but we want to be relevant in that space. And we started looking around, and we did some exploration and found some opportunities there. And we went down a path to really beef up our technology from an applicant perspective. And we did that last year. We're actually in a second phase of that this year, where we're migrating to some other technologies to really get our web presence, our mobile presence, and have the ability with the onset of COVID, how do you interview virtually and do it well, right? So those were some big focuses for us over the past couple of years. And we're completing some of that implementation today. So looking forward to where that next step in technology is going to take. So that, yeah. I think that's a fundamental piece as well.
Absolutely fundamental and becoming more and more critical into the equation for success within talent acquisition, right? Technology, like every other aspect of our lives, and technology, and the quality of your technology and the experience for user groups and stakeholders in that space is absolutely critical to success in that, and a challenge to navigate too. It's no shortage of challenges trying to navigate that ecosystem to figure out what's the right fit for you and the right experience that you want to deliver for both your internal stakeholders and your candidates. So that's great. And one thing, around COVID, it was, there were all sorts of challenges around it. One thing that may be a bit of a silver lining is it kind of served as a bit of a catalyst to move organizations to some of these more tech-enabled practices to be able to give additional scale and value in the process. So I personally feel like that's one positive that's come out of the pandemic experience here, is that it's been a bit of a catalyst around technology adoption and technology in the process.
Well, and I think to that point, it's changed the model forever. If you think about it, think about the percentages of workforces that will be working remotely for the long term. It's going to change how a TA practitioner sells the employment brand for their organization the most effectively. It forces us to think differently as TA leaders of how are we getting our message out to be better and above those that we're competing against for this same talent. And we know right now the talent is abundant because of everything that's happened. That's changing. That's going to be shifting back. And we're going to be back into that talent deficit before too long. And we've got to be prepared and ready and ready to adjust to that changing dynamic.
So talk to me a little bit about this year. So 2021, what are a couple of the key initiatives or most important kind of improvement areas that you and your team are focused on this year?
Yeah. So I mentioned to you about the second iteration of our technology. So we're finishing that up. We should be done with that around the June timeframe and have a little better presence out there on the web. Second big thing is we're dipping our toe into AI. If you think about AI, it's been this arbitrary thing out there that is just ambiguous. And can you trust it? Or is it going to put us in positions we don't want to be in? We're going to dip our toe in it a little bit this year. And we're going to focus on it from some of our high volume positions that have a lot of cycling of talent coming through due to turnover and things of that nature, just to see if we can test it a little bit. We're not going to make it one of these things that is a definite selection criteria, but we're going to analyze it. We're going to gather our own intel to see if it meets the needs of our organization going forward. So that's one thing. The third thing is very fundamental, and it's really focusing on our internship programs and our pipelining programs to help us with long-term pipelines of talent coming in the door, to really create a bridge from a person coming through an internship, getting the exposure and access to Aflac and understanding the inner workings and how our business works, and hopefully being sold on our brand of our employment brand as well. Then how do we transition them from an internship to a long-term career talent for Aflac? And we're trying to build some bridge programs in between the normal career position and the internship that will help them along that path and really keep them in the Aflac family. So those are three major things that we're working on this year. And you know, we're not going to try to overdo it. We're going to try to do those well.
Those are all valuable initiatives. So good for you. Those are great. Let's shift gears a little bit. And I'm going to ask you to be a little bit of a futurist here. I'm not going to ask you to predict the future with any accuracy, but just from your perspective, what do you see for talent acquisition in the future? You talked a little bit already around, you know, through the pandemic experience, it's changed kind of talent acquisition and possibly work, how we work forever. So that's a significant impact. And there's been a lot of impacts that have occurred definitely in the recent past here. But what do you predict for talent acquisition in the future and where the function is going?
Yeah, I think, you know, as you look across companies today, as COVID is, you know, hopefully on the tail end of things, everyone's managing expenses tightly because you don't know what the future is holding in that space, right? So you're trying to do a lot more with less. So how do you navigate through that in this interim period? But then longer term, as the dynamics have shifted and will continue to shift in that space and talent starts to become scarce again, how are you going to position yourself as marketable and appealing compared to what else is out there? I can work in my living room in Topeka, Kansas, right? And work for a company out of another country if I wanted to. So how do you position yourself when that competitive landscape for talent has just expanded, but the talent hasn't? So it becomes a dynamic that you've got to continuously be focused 2 years out. How are we going to operate in that model? And I think that's the biggest challenge for me personally, is to get my head around that and know that you got to do it while at the same time you're managing your expenses, right? And you're managing the spin the TA has in a way that can be the most effective for your organization.
That's good. Thank you for that. Last question would be, and you can take it either way. There's two ways to look at this. If you could give some advice to your younger self or give some advice to somebody else in the TA profession, what advice would you give?
Well, I would say if you're coming into TA or you've been there a long time, get to know the business you're working with. Get to know who you're supporting. Get to know what drives that business forward so that you can be a better partner and a better strategic ally to them to achieve their business goals. You know, and think of it as a we thing, not just a I'm here to support you. We're going to get the talent we need for success and really, really understand that. And at the same time, I want to go back to your previous question about the future. If you think about it, positioning yourself and keeping up with benefits as well. Candidates are going to want different things going forward. And how are you influencing your organization to help ensure that the right benefits are being offered that are appealing to candidates as the market around us is changing? We have a report that I can refer you to if you want to see it, that our team has done over time to say, what are people looking for? And when you're looking at talent out there, 50% reported that the insurance, and in our case, I'm going to give a little plug for Aflac supplemental insurance, is one that helps with recruitment. And 60% reported that it helps with employee retention. So there's things to be said that you need to look outside the box at the landscape around you and stay ahead of what's coming down the pipe so that you can continue to be marketable, continue to be an effective player in the talent acquisition space going forward.
That's great advice and very helpful. So Chad, thank you very much for joining me today. I think the conversation went really well. I believe that the audience will agree with that and find value in it. So thank you very much for joining us on the TA Leaders Podcast.
Well, thank you very much, Ryan. I enjoyed being here and enjoyed the conversation.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.